I thought was really encouraging, was able to share, and Colin shared this with me this week. Don't know, haven't checked this out. This is just something that Colin heard, Colin found out. But I thought it was something that should be really encouraging to all of us. One of those people on the sheet that we've been praying for since March or so. One of those folks actually just came to Christ last week through a college campus ministry. Happened to be a Muslim, and I think testimony, I don't want to be a Muslim anymore. Wasn't that it, Colin? He said, man, how exciting, huh? What if God just allowed us to be able to go through this, to prepare us, to help us be able to share the gospel in the future, and God was just lavishing His love on that one person and using all of your prayers to affect that change? Wouldn't it be worth it? Wouldn't it be worth it for his family, his wife, going back to Lebanon in 2 or 3 years, as he likely will? Wouldn't that be cool? Wouldn't that be just like God? But I think God has more in store. And so I'm excited. I hope you're filled with faith, trusting that God's going to help you. One of the things I was able to do, and we're going to try to cut it short. One of the things I tried to do is I made a chart for you, kind of with all the three main points, so kind of like your cards where you can have it all on one sheet. But I also, what I did is put the bullet points or the main points of the outline. Remember, we're not trying to memorize an outline. We're trying to use that those truths and convey those truths in a way that's natural, in a way that's not canned, in a way that the person doesn't say, "Are you taking me through an outline?" In a way that just promotes conversation. There in the bottom are the verses. The pictures, of course, right there as well. But then in the boxes, I just put some other things that might be helpful for you, some of the things we've talked about, some other illustrations that you might use, some of the other scriptures that you've memorized. Remember, we kind of memorized, I think, like 11 verses going into this time. I know you guys got all those down, but in case you forgot, some of those are in those boxes that would be very appropriate during that time of the presentation. And so those are there for you as well. But what I thought would be helpful is for you to have this sheet, and as you're practicing, as you're working through it, just to write down some of the things that you think are important. Hey, I want to make sure to share this. Hey, here's an illustration that might be helpful that they didn't do. And just to be able to go through that and use the sheet, practicing, if you will, on your own. And then just preparing for that time when you're going to be able to share. So if someone could, they wouldn't mind, I'm making copies on the copy machine. If someone would go grab them, they should be done by now. And we could distribute that. That would be great. One of the things I thought would be helpful as well, last week, some of you weren't here, and we showed a number of different training videos that came with the course that were very helpful. And one of them is one man in particular basically going through the entire presentation with the pictures, but doing it just in a very natural way. And I thought that would be helpful for those of you who didn't see that last week, that you'd be able to see it and be able to see how it all comes together, because I think it'll give you hope that, wow, hey, maybe it does make sense and God can really use this. So we're going to watch that quickly, and then we'll talk again right after that. So I think it's ready. I think if you can do it in an accent like that, it would really help because people really pay attention to people. It doesn't really matter what they say when they have that accent. It seems like, man, that was so profound. Did you hear what that person said? You know, they have that really cool accent. But really, do you see how basically he's taking, I know those of you who saw this the last time, but really taking those truths and really making it, making them his own, and really making that presentation in such a way that's forceful, it's concise, but it's also, I think, complete, hitting on really the main points of the gospel. And so, the big question as we come to the end is, you know, what do we do? The two ways to live. How would you like to live. What do we do if someone says, yeah, I believe that? No, you do. What do you do? You turn to page 23 in your participant's manual. Excuse me, page 44. I don't have a lot of answers there for you. There's supposed to be more meetings, but we're just going to have five. So what do you do? Yep, I would definitely like to live God's way. This is not hard. Lead them in prayer. Good. What do you say? You're the only one with the courage to speak. I don't know who else to ask. Well, if someone does respond positively like that, yes, I want to live God's new way right now. I think it'd be important to help them see that, yes, this is something that you can do right now. By God's grace, you can repent of your sins and you can ask God to forgive you and you can trust in Jesus alone for your salvation. And what I would do in that situation is when I'm sharing with someone like that and they're kind of on the brink, I don't want them to repeat a prayer. I want them to say their own words to God. So I might guide them, might say, well, you know, there's no magical formula. A prayer is not going to save you. It's really Christ that saves you. But there is a response that's required, and you say, I want to live God's way. Do you understand that that means that you are really saying that, hey, for the rest of my life, God is, He's my Lord, and I'm willing to do whatever He wants me to do? And I say, yep, definitely realize that. That's what I want to do. And so you can just kind of outline for them, well, this is what it means. Why don't you just tell God what you just told me? Why don't you just tell, you know, we call that prayer. Why don't you just speak to God, say, God, I recognize that I'm a sinner. I know that I've sinned and rebelled against You all my life. And I want to turn from that. I want to receive forgiveness. Would You please forgive me? And Lord, I ask You to come take over my life. I give You my life in full. I trust in what Christ has done on the cross on my behalf to save me from my sins. And just basically tell them that and then just allow them to, and you could fill in other detail if you'd like, but keep it simple. Don't make it complicated. I'm really just repenting and believing, those two things, right? Repent and believe. If you want just two words to be able to share with them. But they'll probably need help in what that means to repent, what that means to believe. But just to be able to share that with them and then allow them to pray in their own words. All right, that's the easy one, right? What do you do if they say, nah, no thanks? What do you do in that situation? Okay, thank you very much. I did my stuff. Woohoo! Lord, I was faithful. Now, what do you do in that situation? Because I think sometimes that's really the difficult one. That's what we're afraid of, right? Anyway. What's that? Good, that's good. Ask if you could pray for them, pray with them. God might help them see this truth. Good. That might be something else to say. Well, you might ask a question like this. You want to be able to bring the conversation to Jesus. You want to stay away from proven creation. You want to stay away from all your apologetic tricks. That's not the issue. The issue is really coming under the authority and submitting to Jesus. And so you might ask, well, is it because you don't believe Jesus rose from the dead? And they might say something like, well, yeah, that's why. And you might just be able to start a conversation. Well, why do you believe that? Where do you get that information from? What does that look like? To be able to take them back to Christ. Is there anything that you believe that's not true about Jesus? Is that what's keeping you? Maybe they say, well, I don't believe Jesus is God. Maybe I don't believe that there's only one way. And then you can ask them, well, what way do you think there is to live? And they might say, well, I think there's lots, many ways. There are lots of different ways folks can get to heaven. And then that could open up a whole new vista of all kinds of other questions that you can ask them. But you have to, I think it's important to bring it back to Christ and stay there and ask them questions about Jesus' person, His character, His work, and what He's done on behalf. How would you deal with sin? How do you explain sin? What's the remedy for sin? In other words, Jesus is all those things. Jesus is the remedy. That's the reason that He came. And hopefully going through that outline, it'll become much more clear to them. But also it might be important just to, during that time, just to kindly and graciously be able to say something like this. Well, you know, I know you have, I respect you, and you're my friend. I'm going to be your friend no matter what. But I genuinely care for you. And the Bible does says that that it is appointed for man to die once and after that face judgment. The Bible also says that now's the day for salvation. And I pray that you would really examine what we talked about today. And please go here. Take this sheet. Why don't you take these wonderful pictures that I drew and go back and just look at some of those verses. Because here's the point. If I'm wrong and you're right, well, you haven't lost anything. But if you're wrong and I'm right, you've lost everything. Or better to say, if you're wrong and the Bible's right, stay away from you. That's not helpful. Again, we want to steer them back to Christ, and we want to steer them back to God's Word. How about, well, I believe I'm just not ready yet. What would you say? What are some? And there's no right or wrong answers here. We're just trying to be able to be thinking through this so that we're ready for them, right? Because you're going to probably get one of those answers. Well, when are you going to be ready? We've been waiting for years. What do you mean? Use their own words. Yeah, what you don't want to do is say, what are your objections? And then all of a sudden they say, well, and they go to evolution or, you want to be able to steer them back to the gospel somehow. And they might say that, and you just have to trust God in that situation. And you can basically come down to the fact that, well, those are grand theories and all kinds of things that have, well, really, the last hundreds of years changed dramatically. And I'm not really sure all the answers to those things, but I do know that this is what the Bible says about rejecting God, that this is what's going to happen to someone. And that's what's going to save them. God's Holy Spirit using the power of His Word, not your arguments, not your reasoning, not your presentation. It's going to be God's Word is going to bring conviction. Holy Spirit's going to bring conviction through His Word. So you want to be able to steer them back to that situation or to the Bible and to Christ. But they do say yes, maybe. What's something that you can say? How can you help them? When will you be ready? That's very good. Yeah. I'm sorry, Joey. Why the what? That's good. That's good. Yeah, that's, I think that'd be very helpful to be able to say, well, you know, a delayed decision is really a decision. It's a decision to reject God and to continue on. And really what we've been drawing in these pictures. And this is what God says this is what God says is going to be the penalty for that. And here's where being in the sovereignty of God or believing in the sovereignty of God is so helpful. We don't have to push any folks past that. We don't have to shove it down their throat. We don't have to try to somehow, oh, we're going to win. But we do care, and we want to genuinely say that, well, you know, I respect the decisions that you make, and no one can make that choice for you, and I respect that. But please consider these things that the Bible says. Please take this home, and when you get an opportunity to look up those scriptures, and basically, you know, end it like that, where you're giving them opportunity to explore further, where you're giving them opportunity to respond to what God's doing. What else? Anything else? Good. Yeah, and that might be something, as they say, I'm not ready. Yeah, I just don't feel like I'm good enough. And you can help them say, well, we're never going to be good enough. And that's the point why Christ came and died. That's good. Very good. You know, you might also say this. It might be helpful for them if they're a yes, but maybe, or a yes, but you know, I believe that. I'm just not ready yet. I don't want to do this at this particular time. One of the things that might be an opportunity for you just to say, hey, would you like to talk about this some more? You know, maybe we can get together and share some more. And I know this was kind of short, and I know this is a lot of stuff to think about for you. And I know when I heard it for the first 5 times as well, or 50 times, boy, it was a lot for me to think about. And I needed time to process that. I respect that about you. And I respect that your willingness to really see the truth in this. So that might be something to say. But another thing to say would be this, and this would be important, I think, and yes, but maybe, to be able to say, well, let me tell you, if God moves in your heart and you are desiring to repent, this is what it looks like. This is what you do. And tell them. It's happened many times that I've just shared that with somebody, and sure enough, a day or two later, you've seen them, and you just, I remember one particular, some folks that Hen and I knew, and shared the gospel with them and just looked and just left it with them. But I saw the lights were clicking, and I said to Hen, I said, it's only a matter of time. God's bringing them home. And sure enough, he did a couple days later that they came to know Christ. But one of the things left them with was just, hey, this is what it would look like. And just be able to share that with them, just to share kind of briefly, hey, you don't have to do this with me. You can do it in, you know, your car. You can repent and receive Christ, you know, on your own time. But to let them know so that they know exactly what that looks like. And obviously we believe in the sovereignty of God, that God regenerates a heart. But also God has chosen to regenerate our hearts, but also our response is important. And so it's helpful for folks to know what to do, how to do it, if you will. And I would say again that, hey, a prayer is not going to save you. It's not a magical formula, but this is what it would look like. Something like this, in your own words, and just share that with them. Any other thoughts or questions, Renee? Renee was saying, if you weren't able to hear, just basically you could use news clippings or just current events, or someone maybe you have that you know together that, wow, you know, that person just passed away last year, and boy, we don't have guaranteed tomorrow. And so I'm concerned for you right now, that you would know where you would spend eternity. And God's Word says that we can know where that is the case in 1 John. So good. Anything else? Yep, Shanna. Oh, good question. Good question. Shane is asking, what do you do if someone considers themselves saved, and then you kind of go through a presentation like this and they say, I've already done that before. I think one of the things that would be helpful is to be able to share with them that the Bible says that the Bible says that those that are Christians, they're new creations. They have new desires in 1 Corinthians chapter 5. And it talks about that in that passage right before 1 Corinthians 5:21, where it says, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, that in him we might come the righteousness of God. Right before that section, it talks about new creations and us having newfound desires that we've never had before. And that might be something to share with them, to ask them. Well, as a Christian, Christians are Christians because the Holy Spirit now lives within them. And because the Holy Spirit now lives within them, their life is different. Here, let me show you this passage in 2 Corinthians. Let me show you where it talks about this being a new creation and these new desires that are accompanying them. And often it's to want to really get to know God, to want to live for Him. And, one of the things I've noticed about your life, and I'm your friend, and, I say this just as your friend. Yeah, go ahead, Bruce. I just say this as, gosh, when's the last time you really even opened the Bible? I've never seen you like reading the Bible. I've never really seen you. It's been a lot. When's the last time maybe you had really, been around the people of God? And just go through some of those things and say, that's not in and of itself. That doesn't prove salvation or disprove it. But there are desires. Would you say that you have a strong desire to want to learn about God and want to know about God? Kind of like that you're in that relationship with so-and-so right now and you're courting. You know how you get really excited about wanting to, the phone rings and you run into the phone because you think it's that person. Do you feel that way about God? And if they say, well, no, not really, then that might give you something to be able to talk about. Well, that could be evidence, just because someone says a prayer, maybe you use a real-life example that, I remember saying a prayer, and I would use my testimony that I remember saying a prayer, but my life really wasn't changed. I did some religious things, but those desires, that love for God, more than anything else in the world, just wasn't there. I think that would be the route I would take. And I think they would be very open to that. Not trying to say, because you don't know their heart. And maybe they really are saved. They don't know. And they just haven't had a firm grasp of the gospel and its implications, what that means. And so that happens, I think, a lot. Anything else? Any thoughts, Colin? That's a good idea. Right. Good. Colin was saying that you can maybe ask them, turn that conversation around and say, well, what do you think it looks like to be a Christian? What do you think are the marks of a Christian? That's always really good when you're talking with people, to ask them questions, because it makes them feel like you're not telling them something, but you're really asking them, which hopefully you are. But as you do that, it'll be very, I think, revealing as they share with you what they're really thinking. Heather? Mm-hmm. I think not for those folks we're sharing with. I'm doing that specifically with my brother's wife's dad. So I don't know what that makes him to me. Something. But we went up there, and again, I mean, this has been a man that's been on my heart for a decade, and I've shared with him before. And I mean, he's a walking miracle that this guy's alive. I don't know, he's had, I forget, I mean, but it's dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens. I've never heard of somebody that's had so many bypasses. It's incredible that he's still alive. And they've been telling him he should have been dead, you know, 20 years ago. He's had everything you can think of. But I shared with him as I went up there with my brother, and it was awkward. Went over to the house and went over with, had seen him. And he kind of seemed to want me to come over. And so I was like, we were kind of leaving that next night, and so just decided to go over, and sure enough, we went over, and just he and I walked up the stairs, and his wife, she's not a believer either. What's Bruce doing? What are they doing? They're talking about, let's talk about gardening and all kinds of stuff like that, and but then just kind of shared the gospel a little bit, but then said, hey, Mo, can I write you a letter? Because I really didn't have time to be able to go through things and have things just really in such a way that he was going to be able to understand stuff. And we talked for about an hour about different things. And he said, yeah, I'll read it. And so that's what I'm going to do, to be able to lay something out like this where they can just see it in written form. And they can know, if you do something like that, I think it's important for them to know how to respond. To be able to say, hey, this is what it means to repent and believe, and you know, you can receive Christ. I think that would be good. But I don't think that would be proclaiming the gospel, and that's what we want to be able to do. I think, you know, if that's the last-ditch effort and there's no other way to do it, I think that'd be great. I mean, do it. And then maybe follow up and call and say, hey, were you able to read, you know, what I sent you? And maybe they would say yes. Or maybe during those 3 weeks you could write that today, send that off, and then you could call them and go over that. You know, a couple weeks from now or something. Any other thoughts? Something that might be helpful for us? Well, I just want to thank you for your willingness to be able to stand in the gap, you know, for these people. And as I look at your faces, just trying to imagine who those other faces are behind yours that you're going to be sharing with. And isn't it great to know that we're all doing this together? You know, that we're not just the evangelism team, but we're all, hey, just sharing, trusting, depending on God, doing it together. Well, one of the things I want to do in closing, and we'll close for that. I'll tell you what. What I'd like to do is to pray. And Colin, if you can get that video versatility number 2 up, I think it is, that might be helpful for you to see someone who's having some objections and they kind of handle it and kind of go into the gospel. These are 2 ladies, I think, that are sharing in this particular example. That might be helpful. But what I want to pray is that God would fill you with His Spirit and empower you to and embolden you to be able to witness to these folks. So if we could, if you would just pray with me, want to pray and ask God that He would fill us even now. Spence, would you mind getting your guitar? What's that song that talks about with no da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da, no reservation, I got it at all. Da 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 da, da 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 da, da 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 da. Have your own way. Have your full way. Yes. Would you mind getting music for that? Maybe we could sing that in closing. That'd be great. Aren't you glad that Spencer's a part of this church? Could you imagine being on a church plant and me being up there leading worship? That would be cause to weep. It's not that funny, Greg. Really. I've done it before. The youth group kept shrinking. I couldn't figure out why. Well, let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for your goodness to us. And Lord, it's our desire to be able to be instruments, not merely in the Redeemer's hands for change, but Lord, to be instruments in your hands for, Lord, salvation, the ultimate change. And God, I pray that you would fill us with your Spirit. Lord, would you pour out your Spirit in our midst even now? Lord, would you fill us to the full, that our cup might overflow, that our hearts might be full of your kindness, of your mercy, of we might have your heart towards these people. And Lord, that we might stand and look them dead in the eye, not just people who are coming to these folks begging them to come to Christ in a beggarly way or in a way that we're not believing the truth of it, but Lord, in a way that's bold, in a way that's firm, in a way that they see that we really believe this stuff is true. We're convinced of it. Lord, would you be able to, would you give us strength to proclaim the truth of your gospel, that we would not be ashamed. God, would you help us to be faithful? That's what we prayed about in January. We felt like we just were not faithful. We were not obedient. And Lord, we are repenting for that. We are turning from that. But we need your help to be able to do that. And so, God, as we sing this song, speaking of no reservation, that you would have your full way in us. Lord, would you do that? As we sing these words, would you enliven our hearts? Would you empower our tongues? God, would you visit us that we might be ambassadors of Christ in a way that brings you much pleasure? Lord, in the name of Jesus, fill us as we sing. In your precious name, amen. Let's stand and we can just...